You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
On to Bournemouth versus Norwich. 10 to 11 Bournemouth, the draw 12 to 5 and Norwich 16 to 5.
It's just wrong, isn't it? It's wrong again. I used to have a lot of respect for odds compilers, but they've gone doolally this season. They really have. And that's why I'm picking Naps, winning Naps every week, because the odds are wrong. I don't understand why.
I love it.
10 to 11 Bournemouth, why? Why?
Oh, it does look painful. This is the one that looks painfully short this week on the coupon. I have no idea why.
We both looked at it and we had the same reaction. Yesterday we were just looking at it. We were both like, why Bournemouth 10 to 11?
Yeah, no. Five games they've won, you know, out of 21. Norwich are above them in the league. And they've won they haven't. They've only won two games away from home, Norwich. Yeah, okay. But, you know, they haven't played the teams as weak as Bournemouth every week. And well, until that midweek result, when there was excuses, they had a man sent off, didn't they, early on. They've had a good run of form. They look to me a better side than Bournemouth right now. And these kind of prices. You know, what I'm finding week after week recently is that I don't have to delve into statistics and form and so on, because it's so obvious. The prices are leaping out at me at the moment. And that one, nothing leaps out as much as that one.
Does that suit you then, Derek, not having to delve into the form?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Enhanced odds offers here, by the way. Benny Kofobe to score and Bournemouth to win 100-30. Adia Mercy, Mbakani to score and Norwich to win is 8-1. I think Derek summed it up there, Lee, really. Bournemouth, maybe the compilers remembering that purple patch they had in mid-December where they beat Chelsea, Manchester United and West Brom. But since then, they've not been great and they were outplayed by West Ham midweek.
Yeah, they were, weren't they? I think, you know, no, I'd be amazed if anyone wants to back Bournemouth at 10 to 11. The reason that the favourites in this market, obviously, is that they've just spent, £32 million quid on three players. You know, so you know, you'd expect that would give them something. And in the Norwich away record, you know, is poor. I think they picked up 5 of 27 points available on the travel since, was it September, when they won somewhere. They got a draw at Liverpool, didn't they? And they looked decent. And then draw at West Ham. Since then, they've not done particularly great. You can't be backing Norwich to go and win there. The draw, possibly. At some point, Bournemouth, these new signings will click. I mean, yeah, they were well beaten by West Ham. You know, I was listening to the game, the updates on the radio, and you know, it seemed like the new signings were getting chances. Benny Kofobe had a chance, which he should have scored.
A couple of good chances.
Yeah. Here's the dilemma. I think Bournemouth will win, but that price is, I just can't have it. When you look at Norwich, you know, one thing that you see in a lot of their away games is that they do concede goals. I think they can score as well here, so I'm looking at the Bournemouth winning over 2.5. It's chasing it a little bit, but I can't find another way in that doesn't tell me that Bournemouth win. I think they do win. It's 2-1 for Bournemouth to win in over 2.5. It's still not the greatest price in the world, admittedly. But I'm gonna look at team news as well and maybe back some of the strikers to score. I think it'll give Bournemouth a boost. The in kind of complete contrast to Swansea. The owners have seen that they've been struggling, that they've been kind of keeping their heads above water despite all the injury problems, and they've rewarded them by actually dipping into the pockets and spending some money to help this team out. Over 2.5 goals, 21-20 in the match. See, nothing wrong with that if you like a treble of overs and unders.
Yeah, do look at that enhanced odds if you do fancy Bournemouth as well. Benny Kofobe to score and Bournemouth to win is 100-30, which is obviously much bigger price than Bournemouth just to win at 10-11, and he did have a couple of chances midweek.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.